Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, April 27th, 2006. Today's message is titled, My Redeemer Lives. It's based upon a scripture text from Job chapter 19, verse 25.
I know that my Redeemer lives, and that in the end he will stand upon the earth.
I received a call yesterday afternoon from a friend who was a college classmate of Brooksine and mine. He was in our area on business and asked us to join him for dinner. We got caught up as Paul, Brooksine, and I shared together of what Christ is doing in our lives, personally and through our ministries. He and his wife have experienced some tough bumps in life recently as she has gone through some serious health needs. We visited in her home late into the night and gathered in a circle of prayer before he left. What a blessed assurance to know as we reflected back over our lives that our Redeemer lives. What a blessed assurance to know that as we live today and face a temporally uncertain, at least to us, future, that our Redeemer lives. We've trusted Him in the past, we can trust Him today, and we can always trust Him for the future. Job lived during the patriarchal period some 4,000 years ago. He is best known for the tremendous trial he went through. However, the record of his life presents several timeless and powerful statements of faith as he endured these trials with a steadfast faith in God. Throughout the 19th chapter, Job recounts his grave afflictions, physically, socially, and financially. He went through an incredibly tough period. He lost his children, his possessions, and health. He endured several discussions with his friends, which essentially sum up the false philosophies of the world, then and even now. He sure didn't get any support or encouragement from his nagging wife. He summarizes his troubles with the colorful phrase, I am nothing but skin and bones. I have escaped with only the skin of my teeth. Yet in the very midst of this trial, he musters the faith to declare the great affirmation of today's text. I know that my Redeemer lives, and that in the end he will stand upon the earth. He does so without the benefit of Romans 8:28 and countless other scriptures of assurance, encouragement, and hope that we have in our Bible. This appears to be the very first chronological reference to God as Redeemer in the entire Bible. What an example Job is to us. He is recognized years later by the prophet Ezekiel as an example of righteousness, along with Noah and Daniel. James refers to him as an example of perseverance. In James 5, verse 11, we read, As you know, we consider blessed those who have persevered. You have heard of Job's perseverance and have seen what the Lord finally brought about. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy. Job states with absolute confidence that in the end, God will stand. Indeed, God has always prevailed. He is always prevailing and will always prevail. At times, His ways are a supreme mystery to us. But what tremendous peace we have as we also recognize this truth. In the end, He will be standing. And since we have been redeemed, we belong to Him. We will stand with Him. Today, my believing friend, let me encourage you to make Job's affirmation of faith your own. What tremendous peace comes when, regardless of our personal circumstances, we can declare, I know that my Redeemer lives.
Father, from the biblical story of Job's unequaled sufferings emerges one of the most radiant and hopeful promises that I can apply to my life. I know that my Redeemer lives. Though my heart and my flesh may fail, You are my strength and my portion forever. The troubles that seem larger than life itself lose their magnitude in comparison to knowing that in the end I will see You, myself, with my own eyes. What glorious anticipation fills my heart as Your overcoming spirit leads me through the trials of this day. It is not by my might, nor by my power, but it is by your Spirit that I find you to be the anchor in the storms that assail me.
Amen. Thank you for sharing, writing that prayer this morning, Brooksine, and we share it together with you as a prayer. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net. We work from our home here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. There are several additional resources on the site today. Two songs come to mind as I prepare the message. One, a recently written song, I would say the last 5 or 10 years, maybe sooner, I don't know, called My Redeemer Lives, an upbeat song with a recurring reminder that my Redeemer lives. The other one is an old hymn, one that I consider one of the most blessed hymns in church history. And it's called I Know That My Redeemer Lives. In fact, it's the background to today's podcast. Brooksine had been out for a prayer meeting. When she came in, I requested it, so that we know that there's some mistakes in it, but it should be set so low that you can barely hear it anyway. But we also have a couple of resources on the web today. One is the lyrics to the song. Actually, there are 8 verses that this particular hymn book has. Some may have more. And there's also a lyric to a sample of the song. I've been playing it over and over. It's a rather contemporary lady's voice that sings it, but it's the same tune that I'm familiar with, and I hope it would be a blessing. Also, on the site today, recommended reading a book as I prepared the message. It comes to mind, probably one of the most formative books in my life in regard to trusting God, is by Jerry Bridges. That's the title of the book, Trusting God. And there's a link for more information and a place you could actually purchase the book if you choose on the website today. Have a blessed day. Once again, let us rejoice and declare with confidence that I know that my Redeemer lives.